10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Without further ado, from the My Senior Neighborhood Studios, here's your host, Sue Zawacki.
Well, good day, great day, and new day, and a welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Today with my expert guest, we're going to talk about living independently and life's greatest adventure, retirement, that is. And if you want to listen to our show live, go on the web to aginginforadio.com and scroll right on down on our homepage. And this segment is brought to you by BodyLogic MD. That's right, balance your hormones and impact your health. Learn more and find a location near you at their website at BodyLogicMD.com. Well, we are such an independent society, and most of us want to live a high quality of life, being very independent. And then again, sometimes life throws us curves, and living independently may be a little easier with a little help, and not only from your friends. That's right. Technology today plays a big part in it, and once you figure out how to use the technology, it can definitely enhance your life. My first guest is Steve Klopfer, right?
Klopfer,
Chief Independence Officer with Independence Lifestyles. Welcome, Steve, to Aging Info Radio.
Thanks for having me, Sue.
Well, I appreciate you joining me today. Your company is IndependenceLifestyles.com. And what does that actually bring to seniors and possibly even boomers?
Independence Lifestyles is just that. It's simple, affordable technologies to help people continue living at home independently in the best way that they can.
Which is really important. I mean, people do not want to give up that independence as they move on down the aging journey.
Right, right.
Absolutely. You have a great name of your company, and obviously it's because of what you do. That's why you named it Independence Lifestyles?
Mm-hmm. The whole object of the program is do everything you can, live independently.
Yeah, and stay independently.
Right.
And once again, I'm here with Steve Klopfer.
Thank you.
And his website is IndependenceLifestyles.com. Now, when did you start your business?
We just had our first birthday. We launched this business back in November of 11.
And you, so you've had a great year?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun and a lot of learning.
Well, I'm sure that you run into a lot of situations where you automatically know that your products could really enhance a life or somebody that's living alone.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. Now, you talk about you have actually three classes of products. What are they?
They fall into three broad categories. So we're talking medication dispensers that are networked with caregivers so that you know that mom is taking the right meds at the right dose at the right time, that there's no chance of multi-dosing.
Mm-hmm.
These products also allow for a communications component. So you can program them so that you know that mom has taken her dose, missed her dose. You can print out reports and bring them to the doctor and say, look, mom has adhered to her medication schedule. Something's still not working. What are we going to do about it? And hand them that report.
And then, of course, if the medication changes or you add another medication or hopefully take one away, mm-hmm. you're able to change that technology so it notifies or the report comes out differently.
Exactly. Exactly right.
Now, you have three classes of products. Mm-hmm. So you have the medication dispensers, mm-hmm. which I think is so important. It really is, because that's a problem with elders, is that they do not take their medications, or they take the wrong ones, or they over-medicate.
Exactly. We just want to eliminate any confusion.
Yeah, well, I could see that
being
a huge, huge mm-hmm. help. Now, what are some of the other products or your three classes that you talk
sure.
about?
Well, we've got the medication dispensers. The other area that I'm incredibly passionate about is tracking of people who wander away. So I have a couple of products that have what they have in common is it's got a built-in cell phone chip, a built-in GPS chip. And with these two devices, they can check in if somebody wanders away. I can find anybody on Google Maps within minutes if they wander away. In fact, these devices will page me and let me know that I've had a wandering event.
Yeah, I would think, too, this is so important for autistic children to have a monitor, to have a device, a tracking device.
Exactly. And so they're going on both ends of the spectrum. I'm delivering these devices to children, to families of kids with autism, with brain injury, cognitive issues, or on the other end of the spectrum, people my parents' age, someone who is in their 80s with dementia.
Yeah. Now, do they have with these devices, how do they wear something or do they, you know, are there different ways that they utilize them?
Sure. I've got one device. It looks like a digital wristwatch. It looks like a watch, acts like a watch. It can, it locks on the wrist so that it cannot be removed. It's a great product. I've got another device that you can clip on a belt. I just delivered one of these devices to a pediatric psychology practice. They're putting on one of their patients with autism, and they're clipping it on with a safety pin on the back of his shirt. If this child wanders away, which he has done, they're going to be notified immediately that he's left the building, and they'll be able to find him.
Now, what I know that one of the downfalls of technology like that is that they don't have the wristwatch on or that device isn't pinned on to them. What's happening with this making it better? As technology moves so fast, they've got to be doing something.
Well, they're always working on new things. I've seen devices where the GPS chip, that chip is actually embedded in sneakers. So you could do it that way. The problem that I have with that one is a lot of people will take off their shoes and go, and you lost them. So I prefer a way to lock the device on.
Absolutely. Yeah. And with elderly people, do you also have the pendants?
I do have pendants. So the problem with falling and hurting yourself is also solved. So I deliver a lot of these. I delivered one this morning to a woman who's in her early 90s. Her biggest concern was, you know, if I fall, who am I going to call?
And they're set up to make those calls automatically
everything.
And so you program in if they want them to call, say, their son or daughter or a relative or even the emergency room.
Right. There's no one size fits all. So I do have devices that you can program in specific phone numbers to call. I have devices where you push the button and it dials a call center, and their job is to triage the situation and decide whether or not to call a friend or to dial 911.
I'm sure you see with the number of products that you offer, you see a lot of changes with this and just making them better. I'm hoping for that. Is that true?
It's true. Everybody's working on better solutions.
So what are some of the things that you've seen in the year that you think, oh, that's so much better, or that's such a more effective product?
In the year and a half that I've been in business here, I've seen the tracking devices already improved. I've seen that that you've built in communication, so you can actually press a panic button on your watch and actually speak with a caregiver. And that's a fantastic solution.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So you could program in the caregiver that's caring for your aging loved one, and if something happens, you're right there with them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Or you can program in just listen mode. So that I, as a caregiver for my parent, if I just want to see what she's doing, I can listen in even in a way that she's not even aware of it.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
You know, I read Prevention magazine. I find it really interesting. And it was probably a year or two ago, they had 50 years earlier and then 50 years later. And one of the greatest things about the future is they were saying that in houses, they would be built with these pads that you go in into your kitchen or wherever your bedroom, wherever you want to build them into, but the pads would actually give you your vitals every day.
Telehealth, it's coming. It's coming soon.
Telehealth,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Tell us more about that.
Well, it's you're measuring weight, glucose, you're looking at the way oxygen is used in the body, and you're reporting to a nurse who knows whether or not to take action on it. It's going to save a ton of money. In these days of rising health care costs, it's going to save people a lot of money.
Well, not only money, time.
time too.
I mean, to have to go make a doctor's appointment, not be able to get in, get, you know, frustrated. When can I go? Can I get a ride? All those variables, it just zooms it right into technology.
You're right.
Oh, you must love technology.
I do.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Now, so we talked about the GPS tracker, the medication dispensers, and then you do another area that I want to get more into when we get back. And I also want to talk to you about the Greatest Generation and their views on the technology, because a lot of them are the people that are using your products, correct?
You're absolutely right.
Well, once again, I'm here with Steve with Independence Lifestyles. Go to his website at independencelifestyles.com. And stay right here with Aging Info Radio. We are going to learn about the Greatest Generation and those that are taking on technology. We will be right back.
I have an important business trip coming up. I used to worry about Mom every time I went. I'm proud of her independence, but I worry about her safety and well-being when I'm not around. Not anymore. I called Partners in Senior Care. Their team of compassionate geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Call Partners in Senior Care. They can help you too. 847-548-1330. 847-548-1330. Or visit them on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Amanda had $3,000 until her transmission went. Rick had $4,000 before his engine died. Sue has no money and her onboard computer broke. No one likes putting money into their car for repairs. Get Auto Assure and be assured you won't have to. With Auto Assure, you never have to put money into expensive covered repairs. You keep it. It's guaranteed protection. You can keep your mechanic, your dealer. Auto Assure pays them directly. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-6135. You choose the coverage you need. If your car has less than 200,000 miles, you won't pay a single penny for any covered repair. Not for a fuel injection system, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. So the choice is yours. Do you want to pay for expensive auto repairs, or let Auto Assure pay them for you? If you're sick of spending your hard-earned money on car repairs, call now for your free information. 1-800-900-6135. Again, that's 1-800-900-6135. 1-800-900-6135.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Yes, this is your host, Sue Zawacki, and we are talking about living independently and, of course, retirement, which is life's greatest adventure, or should be. And I'm here with Steve Kopfler with Independence Lifestyles. And Steve, I want to talk about, you have a number of products, but I'd like to talk about home monitoring because that's moving very fast too. There's a lot of things coming out that's going to make caregiving or making sure an aging loved one is safe in their home. What's going on there?
Well, again, the whole idea is monitoring people to keep them out of trouble. So I've got a couple of systems that I absolutely love. And what they have in common, they listen in, they watch for activity, they learn your activity about your home, and they report back to caregivers when something is out of normal. So for example, in my home, I test everything. I never deliver anything that I have not tested that I haven't lived with. So in my home, I've got a system with a monitor in my bed that knows, figures out what time I'm getting in and out of bed. I've got monitors in my bathroom. I've got monitors on the door to my refrigerator and on the oven and on the front door. And with these, the system learns what's normal. So if I'm normally out of bed by 6 in the morning, but it's 7 o'clock, it's going to send a notification to someone that I designate because it's learned Steve's normally out of bed at 6. If I'm normally in the bathroom a dozen times a day, but all of a sudden I'm in the bathroom 20 times, well, my caregivers need to know that. Chances are I've got an infection. It's going to report that. You can also program in very specific actions to take.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I put a system into the home of a couple, woman with very, very advanced Alzheimer's. The problem was she would get up at night, she'd go to the bathroom, she would fall and break a bone. And that's when I was called in. They were bringing her home from rehab, and they wanted an alarm to know that she had gotten out of bed or that she was getting out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we built a really simple system that said if she raised her shoulders out of bed for more than 4 seconds, send an alarm to the caregiver.
It gets triggered. Is this TMI, too much information? I mean, but people being monitored that closely, but that's taking it to the extreme, correct?
Well, it is, but it's not obtrusive either because...
That was the word I was looking for.
Yeah, I can normally do it without cameras.
Mm-hmm.
So I can use motion sensors instead of cameras. I can use sound sensors, but not picking up words from a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And I can still build a system that is very intuitive and knows what's going on. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for activity, or we're looking for lack of activity, or the wrong activity, and I can do that.
You know, I knew somebody that was trying to design something like that a few years ago, and he told me that he tested it. He had put up a Christmas tree and tested it on his two large dogs. And he said that the video cam was absolutely hilarious because he was actually watching one of the dogs take ornaments off the tree. And so what he did was he called, and that's when the old answering machines would be in your home.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking very loudly on the answering machine to tell the dog to stop. And, I mean, when he told me the story, it was absolutely hilarious.
Sure.
So that type of monitoring could also be used if you were, say you were a mother at work and you had a nanny in. You would know what's going on in the house.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, there's a lot of, you know, eyes in the ceiling,
mm-hmm,
type of things that can also, and like you said, that's a little more intrusive. But I'm sure if the family agreed on it or the aging loved one agreed on it, they would be okay then, that they would know that you're up watching TV in the living room or that you're completely, you know, functioning for the day.
Right, exactly.
And that, now on your email, you have a picture of a balloon and on it says, we could have told you exactly where he was. Of course, that means about all your tracking, right?
Exactly, exactly. And I talked to people, and if you remember a few years ago, there was the story out of Colorado about Balloon Boy. And this was the boy that got into his father's model balloon and it took off. It turns out the whole thing was a hoax.
Oh.
But in reality,
yeah,
had that boy
that
been wearing, I can tell you exactly where I was when that happened.
Where were you?
I was in a bed and breakfast about 100 miles away from there in Colorado.
Interesting.
When I heard it break on the news. So the whole point is, with today's technology, we could have told you where that kid was. If he was wearing one of these watches, we could have told you he was in the balloon or he was in the backyard.
Well, just like they chip animals. Not that I am, you know, for being chipped or ever being chipped. I mean, is that coming about too or available?
You know, I don't think we'll ever be wearing devices inside our bodies. But, yeah, that's the technology is there.
Well, what's really exciting about it is the telehealth. I mean, that is so impactful in so many ways. And I also believe it could extend lives and save lives.
It will save lives. It will also save money. In these days of rising healthcare costs, a telehealth component where you've got technology delivering your stats to somebody who can interpret them, it's going to save a lot of money.
Oh, I absolutely could see that. Well, I think there's also a chair that people can put in their retirement communities that allows their residents to go down and get their vitals checked. Or like if they're getting a blood pressure reading or glucose, if they're diabetic, all that is monitored through an on-screen nurse. Have you seen that?
I have heard about that. I have not seen it.
And is that probably part of the telehealth that's coming out?
Sure, absolutely. It's
any other areas of that, in that area of telehealth, that you look forward to providing this product to your customers?
Well, we're talking all the time with developers. I don't know what's coming at this point.
Well, we only know it's moving fast.
Yeah.
And once again, I'm here with Steve with Independence Lifestyles, his website being independencelifestyles.com. you want to get a hold of Steve, you can get in touch with him at 847-372-9999. Now, technology. Technology throws all of us back at times, of course, unless you're, you know, one of the millennium generation. But how is the greatest generation accepting a lot of this? You know, what do you see?
I meet people who are intimidated by it, which is my mother. I also meet explorers who nothing intimidates them. For example, this morning I delivered a panic button to a woman in Evanston. She's 92 years old. She's afraid of nothing. She communicates with me by email. I gave her the information I needed on paper. She said, no, email it to me. And she emailed it back. So she scanned. She turned it into a PDF. She's afraid of nothing. So some people embrace it.
Well, I would think that, you know, if they have a lot of children around them or even grandchildren that are encouraging, like I heard, this woman said, yeah, I'm so excited. My grandson sent me an email and signed it, said LOL in it, and I thought it meant lots of love. So actually, the term is used for laugh out loud, but it was just really great. And I think it's really great that there are people that have been working on, you know, learning all that. And it's intimidating. Do you find that true, too?
Well, for some people, it can be. Now, I walk into these assisted living facilities all the time, and many of them have banks of computers, and they've got someone there to help the residents to use it, and they embrace it.
So when you hand somebody over a device, walk me through your process of delivering a product, say, to a consumer.
Terrific. Well, first of all, I deliver nothing until we've had a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I do a short assessment to determine what are the person's needs, what are their capabilities. Then I'll give them one or two solutions that I think are the right solutions. I never deliver a product until we know that it works. So, again, getting back to the woman this morning. Her biggest concern was that I do not knock out her telephone, her television, or her computer. And I guaranteed her I wouldn't, and immediately I knocked out her telephone.
Okay, and what did you do?
Well, I didn't leave until it was fixed. So I got it working, and I got her to understand how to work the technology, and I got her comfortable with it. And only then do we shake hands and say goodbye.
And then, of course, she has access to immediately be in touch with you should something come up or interrupt her telephone again.
That's it. I'm a customer service business.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm customer service delivering technology, and the two go hand in hand.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the training part of it. I mean, really showing somebody this is how it works and the accessibility to follow up with them.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Steve. And once again, his website is independencelifestyles.com. And this is Aging Info Radio. You want to stay right here for my next guest. We're going to talk about retirement, life's greatest adventure. We'll be right back.
Network. A recent study found that the number one reason for people 50 years and older to lose their ability to perform everyday physical activities and enjoy life as they should is spinal disorders. Don't lose your mobility. Stay young your first 100 years with help from the doctors at Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst. Illinois Spinal Care is your choice for state-of-the-art corrective chiropractic care in a patient-friendly environment. Call 630-617-9790 or visit Illinois Spinal Care.
President Obama's second term is underway.
Our journey is not complete.
He's already begun to push his agenda.
We must act knowing that today's victories will be only partial.
On issues like gun control.
We can't tolerate this anymore. These tragedies must end.
Immigration.
The overwhelming majority of these individuals aren't looking for any trouble. They're contributing members of the community.
And the economy.
Yes, we need to reduce the deficit, but it shouldn't just be on the backs of seniors.
What does this mean for you? Well, we've got some answers. Join us on Thursday.
Thursday, March 14th at Viper Alley in Lincolnshire for Obama 2.0, The Road Ahead, presented by championnews.net, featuring AM 560's Michael Medved.
Take a look at what he is doing or what he's emphasizing for his second term.
Former Congressman Joe Walsh.
Barack Obama didn't even talk about guns or gun control during the campaign.
And John Tillman of the Illinois Policy Institute. Steve Cochran will moderate the event. Tickets are on sale now and begin at just $20. Visit 560theanswer.com and search for the keyword Obama. That's 560theanswer.com. Keyword Obama.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Suzuwaki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says Today, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, life is a series of reboots. My next guest has written a great book. It is called Retirement Life's Greatest Adventure, A Retiree's Guide to a Happy and Fulfilling Life. And his name is Bill Levitt. Welcome, Bill, to Aging Info Radio.
Hi, Sue.
I am excited to have you here. Your book is just a great book. Now, you are a writer, but you're a technical writer. Give me the distinction there.
Well, technical writers research things. We never write about anything without knowing everything we can about it. A technical writer is instructing people how to do things, so that kind of fits in with what the book's all about. So, actually, I spent 12 years researching this book.
Now, what inspired you, Bill, to write it?
Well, I had the opportunity to retire early, and I was able to plan on it for a couple of years. So I used my skills as a researcher and learned everything I could, talked to lots of people who were in the same boat getting ready to retire, people who had retired, kind of found out the problems that the people that had retired may have. I discovered that a lot of people that I met were afraid of retirement or not looking forward to it, let's say. So I tried to find out why that was. And eventually someone said to me, gee, Bill, you ought to write a book. So it took a while, but I wanted to make sure that everything I talked about, I really understood.
Well, I really like the name of your book because retirement should be life's greatest adventure. It's a new chapter. It's a different chapter for a lot of people. And like you just said, a lot of people fear it. I mean, there's a lot in your book. There's a lot of areas in your book, but you actually mentioned several kinds of fitness. And I want you to talk about those because there is in each area. It's very important.
Well, again, in my research, I realized that to do a lot of things, many people have jobs where they don't get enough exercise. So I thought, well, you're going to have to be fit enough to retire. And that kind of led me into realizing that there are other issues. For example, people worry about memory loss. People worry about their mind going. There's some diseases to deal with. So mental fitness is also a factor. But actually, most important of all is emotional fitness, because many people, almost everyone, defines themselves by the job they do. So you say you're a radio announcer or you're a doctor or you're a steelworker. What are you when you retire? Are you nothing? Or a lot of people say, I'm a retiree. Well, that to me, that's the same thing as nothing. So you need something to make you feel good about yourself. And that's the emotional fitness. You've got to find something to do that you really love that makes you feel like you want to get up in the morning and do it.
Well, you do a lot of things out there, Bill. You're also speaking, or you're a speaker, and you have an event coming up in March that you said would be where your book would be accessible. Where are you speaking at?
Well, it's a place in Valparaiso called, it's a retirement community. It's called the Pine Village Retirement Community. And you can look on my website to find out how to get there. It's open to the public, and it's Wednesday, March 13th.
And that'll all be posted at retirementlifesgreatestadventure.com. Well, I read your book, and I found it interesting. There was only one chapter on finances, and that seems to be there's a lot of books out there on retirement and your finances, which is an important aspect of retiring. But why only one chapter, Bill?
Well, I'm not really an expert in finances, so what I tried to do was define a lot of the terms, help people to understand what the issues are. Probably the most important thing in the chapter is that if you have an IRA or a 401k or you take a lump sum pension and you have a lot of money, you may think that you're capable of investing it yourself. If that's what you believe, then you need a financial advisor because only experts are able to do that. So basically, I explain why and help people understand that sort of thing without making a lot of recommendations.
Mm-hmm. Now, I noticed in your book also that you suggest or you talk about possible retirement issues, but of course you don't really give them any concrete answers. Why is that?
Well, again, as a technical writer, I try to explain people how to do things and let them decide what route they want to take. Everyone is different. Everyone has different interests. If you read the book, there's examples of unusual things that people discovered as being their perfect thing to do. And in fact, I mentioned something from a movie that City Slickers, where the guy's mm-hmm. with this cowboy and the cowboy keeps telling him, you've got to find that one thing. And he said, please tell me, what is that one thing? And he said, that's what you have to discover for yourself. And that is so important in my book, discovering for yourself something that maybe no one else has done.
And that will give you your life's greatest adventure. Well, this is Aging Info Radio. Stay right here. We're going to find out more about retirement and from Bill Levitt, the author of Retirement Life's Greatest Adventure, when we get back.
Are you happy with your child's education? Have you thought about sending your child to a private Christian school but never thought you could afford it? We believe in the power of a good education, and we'd like to offer you the chance to send your child to a private Christian school for half the regular cost of tuition. For more information, visit 560theanswer.com and search for the keyword tuition, or call James Herring directly at 847-871-1528.
Hi, this is Susan Wacky, host of Aging Info Radio. My retirement account kept getting smaller, being tied to our volatile market, until I met John O'Connor. I attended an O'Connor & Associates workshop, How to Not Outlive My Retirement, and he switched my account to a fixed rate for growth. Best of all, my IRA will continue to grow well into my retirement years when I need it most. Call O'Connor & Associates at 847-274-2681 or visit O'ConnorAndAssociates.biz.
Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge?
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in store and at staples.com/copy and print.
Are you part of the sandwich generation and currently feeling a little grilled and fried? Call family-owned Partners in Senior Care and we can help you get your life back. Our geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Susan Wacky.
Yes, I'm here with Bill Levitt, who is the author of Retirement, Life's Greatest Adventure, A Retiree's Guide to a Happy and Fulfilling Life. Well, before I get started with Bill again, here is a point to ponder. The trouble with retirement is you never get a day off. Right, Bill?
Well, yeah. I never thought about it that way, but yeah, that's I guess that's true, because you want to be busy. You want to be. I think it's great to be able to wake up in the morning and know that there's something exciting you're going to do. An awful lot of people who have retired don't seem happy to me because they don't get as excited as they did about going to work. And I know that sounds funny, but it's really true. So now, one of the issues about retirement that I think is kind of humorous is that when I was getting ready to retire, we had a thing at work about preparing for retirement, and spouses were invited. So my wife was there, and she said, "Well, I don't really want him to retire." And I said, "Why is that?" She's 24/7. Mm-hmm. Well, I was commuting from a suburb into Chicago. I was gone about 12 hours a day. I traveled every other week. And she had her own life, basically, you know, when mm-hmm. I wasn't there. And all of a sudden, you know, she became worried about what's it going to be like to have me around. So it was by bringing the issue up, we were able to deal with it. I set up an office and home and locked myself up for a while. I would take little trips to get away until she got more used to it. And in some of these presentations I've made, every time I bring that subject up, somebody stands up and said, "Yeah, when my husband retired, he followed me around everywhere, the laundry, the grocery store, you know." And you gotta have your own life, basically. But you also have to resolve if one person's working, one person isn't.
Right.
You got to work it out.
Now, you write a whole chapter about that in your book, which I think is really great. And I think that's a really hard adjustment. It can be very difficult for couples because they have too much time on their hands and they don't know, you know, what to do or if they even want to spend that 24/7 together. And I'm sure every day it wouldn't be quite that healthy.
Well, one of the things that I discovered is that in a healthy marriage, you each should have different experiences to bring home, you know, come home at night and talk about what you did, talk about what they did. So if you have exactly the same interest and you spend all your time together, what do you talk about?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's another aspect of your book that I really like, and this is so important in my life, and that's humor. I mean, you know, laughter together, it connects people. So bringing home laughter also would help.
That's true. You know, and I my wife thinks I'm a little crazy because my humor is a little strange, but I like to laugh. I like to joke around. I don't like to take life seriously. I think that you're not going to get out of it alive. So it's good to find things that are fun and people that are fun. An awful lot of older people, and I think these are the people that don't have a lot of activities to do. Get down on everything. Everything you've experienced in your life, all the things you see on the news and so forth, tend to bring you down. So you really have to work toward happiness.
Mm-hmm. I have a motto. I say 4 G's for retirement. That's get up, get dressed, get out, and get connected to things you like to do or other people.
Well, that's true. And in fact, that brings up an important point. My wife is not quite as active as I am about going places, especially in the evening. And I have a lot of evening things. And, you know, we'll sit there having dinner and I'll kind of lean back in the chair and she'll say, "You don't really feel like going to that meeting or to that sporting event or whatever it is you're going to go to, do you?" And I said, "No, I don't." And she says, "Well, don't go." And I said, "Listen, once I get out of this chair and start moving, I will be happy I did." And that's really important to do. And not just at night, but as a retiree, you know what you want to do. Make sure you do it. Just that first step, and you're there.
And then you get there, and you have a great time, or you
exactly.
learn something, or you meet someone. So it was all worth it. I think that's a human condition in a lot of ways. Oh, no, I'd rather stay home. But then you get to the event, and you're glad that you're there.
Exactly. Well, another thing about the human condition is I think that people really, they don't realize it, but they like to be challenged. That's one of the problems sometimes people have to get away from working life, and they feel that, you know, I don't have to do anything anymore. But you're usually happier if you find a way to challenge yourself. I'm a skier and a ski racer, and I find it very exciting to have to work out, practice, and all this stuff to be a successful racer. So whatever it is you're doing, find a way to challenge yourself.
Yeah, keep moving forward, you know, something to wake up to, something that you're passionate about. I mean, that's actually where you would make it a life's greatest adventure, being, you know, like your book says, retirement, life's greatest adventure.
There's a whole chapter with over 100 different things you can do that are adventurous, and they're all for all kinds of interests. I mean, people who maybe can't go out and run or can't do certain sports, there are other things they can do. There are ideas that you've never thought of. We actually ask you to send in some of the ideas you've had if they contribute to either physical fitness, mental fitness, or emotional fitness, and we'll put them in the next edition.
There you go. Well, I do like the chapter. I like your chapter where you say, just say no. Tell us about that.
Well, when I retired, I wanted to do so many things. I wanted to participate and, you know, help the community. I wanted to learn some things. I wanted to test my physical fitness, see what an older person could really do. So I got involved in so many activities that I didn't have time for anything else. My wife finally said, you're busier now than when you were working. And I said, well, I love all these things. She said, you got to start saying no. So I wrote this chapter about how to decide what to get rid of to take on something else, because that's what you're going to have to do.
Yeah, you don't want to overwork yourself there a little bit too much or be too busy. Well, this is Aging Info Radio. You want to stay right here. I'm going to hear from both of my guests their words of advice for today. And this is Aging Info Radio. We will be right back.
Hi, this is Carl Amari, host of Hollywood 360. Join me when I play the best in classic radio, Jack Benny, Inner Sanctum, The Lone Ranger, and more. Plus celebrity interviews, trivia contests, film reviews, and much, much more. Don't miss Hollywood 360 every Saturday night from 8 p.m. till midnight here on Chicago's AM 560 WIND.
Hollywood 360 is brought to you by Woodside Ranch Resort and Sports Complex near the Dells.
Heritage Woods of Gurnee is an affordable assisted lifestyle community for seniors 65 and over who cannot live alone at home anymore. Understanding the affordability and differences of Heritage Woods is the key. They differ from assisted living communities because of the financial program, which includes Medicaid and allows many people the opportunity to stay for as long as they want. For more information on how you can afford an assisted lifestyle, call 847-623-6300. 847-623-6300.
Friday nights belong to Rock Center with Brian Williams.
For most of us, the work week is over. Rock Center comes along 10 o'clock Friday night. I try to make the television I would want to watch. We're going to find aspects of life, people you've heard about, people you may not have heard about. Ordinary Americans, exceptional Americans. I love a discovery. On Rock Center, we will do a story that never quite leaves you. Come spend an hour with us on a Friday night.
Rock Center with Brian Williams, Fridays at 10 on NBC.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
Yes, this is your host, Sue Zawacki, with Aging Info Radio. We've been talking about living independently and retirement today. And my first guest is Steve Kopfler, and he is a Chief Independence Officer for Independence Lifestyles. And Steve, what would you give us as your words of advice today?
Very simple. Just fill your time with challenging activities. Be spontaneous, but plan ahead.
Thank you so much. And my author guest, Bill Levitt, who has written Retirement, Life's Greatest Adventure. Bill, what about you? What are your words of advice for today?
Well, if you're retired, you should take a look at your activities and see if you're really trying new things and really doing exciting things. And that's most important. Make your life an adventure.
Just like your book. And once again, you can get Bill's book at, let's see, it's retirementlifesgreatestadventure.com, and your speaking engagements as well. Well, thank you both so much for being on Aging Info Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, if you're caring for an aging loved one and you need help, call Partners in Senior Care for your geriatric care management and home care service needs. You can get in touch with them at 847-548-1330 or go to partnersinseniorcare.com. And also, my paws pooch of the week is Belle Bonnie, a two-year-old female lab retriever, blue heeler. Call Paws Chicago at 773-935-7296 or go to the Paws logo on our website at aginginforadio.com. Yes, Daisy May, that's Belle Bonnie this week. And remember, you want to go to Paws or call Paws and adopt a pet because pets are worth saving. And also follow Aging Info Radio on Facebook, LinkedIn, and we can definitely use some more followers on Twitter. That's right. We want your sweet tweets. So go and follow Aging Info Radio on Twitter for weekly updates and information. And if you're in need of a resource in the aging, elder care, boomer, or senior industry, please do contact us at 866-560-3965. We also have marketing partnerships available. And I would also like to once again thank my guest. I just so appreciate what my guests bring to Aging Info Radio, and that's Steve Klopfer with as a Chief Independence Officer with Independence Lifestyles, and the author Bill Levitt. And his book is just a great paperback book. If you know anybody that is looking to retire, it would be a wonderful gift. Go to retirementlifesgreatestadventure.com for his book. And really do keep in mind, Body Logic MD can so greatly impact your health as you age. They provide bioidentical hormones for men as well as women. And you can get in touch with a local doctor here in Chicago, Dr. Maisie, at 866-962-5689. And thank you to my listeners today and our highly reputable sponsors. Debbie Schreiner, who is my awesome patient technical programmer here at AM560 The Answer. And I am Susa Wacky, your host, and I will be back next Saturday. And you're probably always wondering who my next guest will be. We'll visit Aging Info Radio. We have our future guests posted, and this show will also be up on podcast shortly. Actually, very soon. And this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to care for our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
My senior neighborhood was proud to bring you Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Saturday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. On AM 560, The Answer.